The NFL considering playing the game on February 3rd with the roof open, though, of course, that will depend on the weather. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thank the Speaker asking not to have the State of the Union. Just playing politics.
That's Speaker Nancy Pelosi's Republican counterpart in the House, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
I think we are better than that. I know the country is better than that.
McCarthy saying the speech should be delivered where it always has been, in the House chambers. Pelosi has asked President Trump to postpone the speech that's set for January 29th because of the shutdown. The White House says it's making alternate arrangements, but the speech will be delivered. An arrest has been made in the case of an incapacitated woman who gave birth last month at a long-term health care facility near Phoenix, Arizona. Investigators arresting 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland, a licensed practical nurse, who was part of the care team for the woman who gave birth on December 29th. This is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
As the partial federal government shutdown continues, FBI officials are saying a lack of money is compromising some major investigations. Top Coast Guard officials are expressing dismay that their personnel are not being paid. And though Democrats are sure to make sure they don't pass, the White House is still pushing the Senate to act on the president's proposal that could end the shutdown. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says
the plan that the president laid out has come from a number of meetings that the president's had with both Republicans and Democrats. The plan includes things that Democrats have specifically said they wanted to see, things we know that they want.
Los Angeles public school teachers going back to the classrooms today, ending a strike after an overwhelming approval of the agreement it reached with the school district. The teachers get a 3% raise this year and a 3% retroactive pay hike. Meanwhile, teachers in Denver have overwhelmingly approved a strike that could happen as soon as Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
General Motors admitting it does have a problem brewing at its Toledo, Ohio plant, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A winter storm that's been battering the central U.S. today expected to become only stronger as the National Weather Service says heavy snow will continue to fall on the Midwest and Great Lakes, while heavy rain will then spread into most of the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic. Some urban flooding possible in cities including New York and Boston, and then brutal cold temperatures are expected to follow. And it's really starting to look like the Super Bowl inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The two end zones have been painted with the names of the Patriots and the Rams. The team logos spread throughout. The NFL considering playing the game on February 3rd with the roof open. Though, of course, that will depend on the weather. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade, Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at HunterdonChamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I believe I am streaming live, finally. still and need someone to kind of guide me through this. And anyway, let's hope this is working. I am your host for Counselors Chat, and I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor, and I'm also a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I bring Counselors Chat to you mainly to promote good mental health, to educate the public on mental health issues, and to also remove the stigma to encourage people who may be seeking out some help or having struggles in their lives to seek out some counseling. In addition to that, there's no reason why you can't get a mental health checkup. Just make a phone call to a counselor and just come in and talk to them and just make sure that your thought processes and your belief systems are working for you. So, my topic today, and sometimes my topics are generated by what is going on in the media, is about the masculine and the feminine, the yin and the yang, and the whole topic of toxic masculinity, and I'm going to say even possibly some toxic femininity. Yes, toxic femininity. So, the yin and the yang, we have to have both. We can't have one without the other, and for those of you that might follow me on Facebook, you see that I posted the picture, the circle with that kind of goes like this. Each one has a dot. So the white area has a black dot and the black area has a white dot. So what does that mean exactly? Well, they cannot exist without each other. Opposites, even though I generally suggest with people not to live in the opposite, but to sort of live more in the, so not in the black and white, but more in the gray, that is also an indication where you've got the white and the black, and each the white has a black dot and the black has a white dot. Okay, so that means there is some overlap and that's important in our lives. But you cannot have one without the other. You have to have a contrast. If you only have black, there is no way to contrast it with anything, so you don't know that it even exists. So if we only had light and we never had dark, we would never know that light existed because there's nothing to contrast it. If we never had sour, we would not recognize sweet. If we did not have heat, we would never recognize cold. You need those opposites. It's imperative in recognizing that there is something that exists. So you need to have masculine to recognize the feminine. Now the reality is men and women are different. They are different. There are only two genders. There is male and there is female. That's it. Biologically speaking, male and female. Now, that doesn't mean that someone who is male may not like other men or female like other women sexually. That doesn't mean that. It just means that biologically we are men and we are women. One of the things that I think that happens in this current culture of thinking about masculinity as toxic is we're looking at the vices of masculinity and not the strengths of masculinity. I think we also need to look at the strengths and weaknesses of femininity. That's a hard word to say, femininity. Because that also has positive and negative aspects to it. So I think that that's a positive thing. And the goal for both sexes is to strive towards the positives, the strengths of each. In addition to that, it's really important to recognize that you can have the feminine aspects and have some masculine aspects. Like that is, again, that yin and that yang with the dot. So there's some aspects that are useful for a woman that is of a masculine persuasion. Or there are things that are of feminine persuasion that's useful for men. But it's not about combining the two so you have just sort of a one phase, one sexual aspect, because then you can't tell the difference. So the positives and the negatives of both are real. So the aggressive male, okay? Now, we can have aggressive females. That means that the woman has, or the female aspect, has taken on the negative aspect of the masculine, rather than being authoritative or assertive, maybe the better word to use. So that women who are assertive have a masculine aspect to them, rather than being shy, timid, and passive, which is more of a weakness. Women easily allow themselves at times to become doormats. That women need to learn how to be tactful and assertive in a healthy way, and not get involved in a relationship where either they are the aggressor, because women can be aggressive, that's a masculine trait, or be in a relationship with someone who is aggressive towards them. That is not a balance, that is imbalanced. So that what we want is we want to be in a relationship where I am assertive and tactful, and you are assertive and tactful. That we learn how to communicate in a way that works for us. That no one, there is no power struggle, one having power and authority over the other one. That we are now on equal footing. So one of the other things, and I'm actually looking at a chart, one of the other things, masculine, boastful. Women, flaky, spacey, okay? Just sort of, you know, that type of aspect. And I think in this point in time, women are taking on some of the negative aspects of masculinity. That's also not a healthy thing to do. We don't want to be boastful. We want to be assured of who we are, feel a sense of strength in our own ability. And I say this to people all the time. If I am good at something, I'm good at something. I'm not going to say I'm good at doing this particular thing because I'm better than you. Okay, that's the boastful. But I'm acknowledging that I have certain abilities that I excel at. And we all have abilities that we excel at. That is not an uncommon situation. The masculine, that dominant kind of aspect of the masculine, dominant, domineering, okay, we could call that, you know, you want to call that toxic? I don't like to call it toxic. It's a negative aspect of being masculine, more so than being more chivalrous, okay? That is a masculine characteristic. Whereas women, the weakness is being the drama queen, okay? So you've got that other aspect it's a negative aspect about the feminine. Where a healthy feminine is, yes, we're sensitive. Now, I don't mean sensitive like a drama queen, like, oh, you can't say something because you're going to hurt my feelings. But sensitive in a way where we're talking about having some empathy for others. Sensitive to other people's situations. Where someone who is chivalrous is also sensitive and understanding. So helpful, okay? So that's not dominant. That's very different. Dominant is not what you want, and domineering is not what you want. Those two areas are not healthy in a relationship. But you need both. And you can be feminine at the same time, female, and have some chivalry about you. And you can be male and also be sensitive and caring and have empathy. So the two can mix. But we can't have one without the other. And it's really such a balancing act, because we could easily get to that point where we're aggressive, dominant, boastful. And we can even do, as women, we can become that and then have relationships with men where they become shy, timid, okay, and put them in that situation, which is also unhealthy. We're looking for balance. That was my topic last week, balance. So, in the masculine column, men can be vain. Women also can be very insecure. They're very opposites. We don't want the opposites. We want to kind of move together. So, a masculine trait, if you want to think of masculine, it's not toxic. It's a healthy, self-assured. And women also, okay? It's women can be self-assured. But the other aspect that is feminine is humble. Now, humble is an interesting word. We're not talking about humiliated. We're not talking about humiliating someone else and putting them down. We're not talking about low self-esteem. Humble means I feel good about who I am, what I do. I have a great sense of self-assuredness, but I don't hold it over you. I look at it as a gift. There's a sense of awe about it. I feel that way as a counselor, that there are times when I just feel such a sense of awe that I have this gift of being a counselor. Not insecure. That is the negative aspect of the feminine. Insecure. And men can be insecure. Sometimes what happens is they compensate by being vain. But the reality is it's a sense of self-assurance, a sense of I know who I am, I know what I want to do, I know what my gifts are, I don't lord it over someone else, I don't bash someone else because I think I'm better than. Those things don't work. So another negativity with the masculine is being brazen. Okay, a lot of this has to do with power. What we think of, though, as a healthy aspect of masculinity is being courageous. We need people who are courageous. Women can be courageous. The weakness in women is gossiping. The positive is being thoughtful. So being thoughtful and being courageous in the way we interact with each other is very useful. So we want men to be thoughtful. Men want women to be thoughtful. Women want men to be courageous. Men want women to be courageous. We can share those characteristics and not have power over each other, more so have acceptance. So I'm going to take a little commercial break, and I'm going to come back and continue to talk about masculine and feminine characteristics and the role they play in our lives. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about masculine and feminine characteristics. You can go online and Google masculine and feminine and masculine characteristics chart and come up with exactly what I'm looking at. One of the things that I had talked about is this. You can see, put it on my phone, the yin and yang. Each one has the dot of the opposite color in there. So, you know, we're all familiar with this. So this means we'll say the white is feminine, the black is masculine, the white has some masculine, and the black has some feminine. This is a healthy aspect. Does it mean that there aren't unhealthy aspects in feminine and unhealthy aspects in masculine? No, it doesn't. But the idea is to recognize your strengths and weaknesses, recognize what parts of you that are healthy and what parts are unhealthy, and work at moving closer towards the healthy. So, as I was saying, unhealthy masculinity is aggressive, boastful, dominant, vain, brazen, egotistical, violent, just to name a few things. For women, it can be shy and timid, spacey and flaky, drama queen, insecure, gossiping, hysterical, and very passive. Those aspects are very opposite. They are not healthy. They set up a situation where you have one side is very dominant and the other side is very weak. In a healthy relationship, even with yourself, it's about having the inner strength to recognize your feminine self, your masculine self, and what aspects that you may have. So here I am obviously female. So yes, my goal is to be tactful and okay with the unknown and sensitive, humble, thoughtful, compassionate, social. Okay, most women are the social directors in their families. At the same time, I do have some male aspects. I can I am authoritative at times. I am pretty certain about who I am. I can be rather chivalrous, self-assured, courageous, goal-oriented, and protective. And chances are, I want to be in a relationship with someone, for me, a male, who has those particular strengths and who can also be tactful and sensitive and humble and thoughtful and compassionate. But I don't want my male counterpart, for me, to be shy and timid, spacey, flaky, insecure, hysterical, passive. It doesn't work. There are other aspects. So men, again, violent. Women tend to be passive. Men can be violent. We don't want men to be violent. We don't want women to be violent. We really don't want anyone to be violent. But men can be protective. Not protective in such a way where it is controlling. But, and women too, you know, women will protect their children. Men can protect their families. Women will protect their families. We don't want to give all of that away so that, yes, there are things that I may do that protects my family. Making sure they're healthy, eating well, going to the doctor, dressed well. Okay? Where the man goes around, checks the windows, makes sure the alarm is set, locks the door. Women will lock doors. Okay? So, there are different aspects. But together, we need both. So, negatively, men can act without thinking. They just, like bulls in a china shop, just go through without thinking about things. And women can think without acting. So we can contemplate something and never take any action. And men tend to be more physical, or women tend to be more sympathetic. Now, does that mean that we don't want a man in our life who also has some sympathy? Yes, we do. And does that mean that we don't want a woman who can't be physical? So my husband and I, we were splitting wood couple of days ago, and I said to him, I think you should take a picture of me splitting wood. Okay, that's physical, doing physical labor like that, splitting wood. It's something I enjoy. It's a masculine aspect of myself. At the same time, it's like, you know, a man who might like to cook. Sometimes women are actually better at home repairs than men are. And you work out the balance. Again, it's a balance. Men can be clumsy, where women can be fragile. Well, ladies, I don't really want to be fragile. I don't break very easily, but that doesn't mean I don't want to be graceful. Same thing with men. Sometimes men can be over-logical, and women can be illogical. Again, those are very separate. But what we're looking for is somebody who's more easygoing, who can sit and think things over and communicate. Sometimes men can be indifferent. Well, that's not necessarily a very positive trait. But women can be very nosy. I want to hear all the dirt, okay? I want to know what's going on. It's not healthy. What we want is to be more easygoing and outgoing and work together. A masculine trait is being ambitious. And that's actually a healthy trait. So women can be ambitious too. But the other thing is that it's about also being attentive. And being attentive is more of the feminine. We want men to have some of that trait also. And this is not about combining and making one big gray big gray blob. Let me see if I bring that back up. Okay. It's not about making a big gray blob. It's also, you see, it's like no matter how I turn my phone, it comes up where not one is on top of the other. They're side by side. And that's an important thing. Side by side. Not one dominating the other. Not one being aggressive over the other. It's working together. Men can be combative. Women can be obsessive. Those are masculine and feminine negative traits. Combative and obsessive. What we want is we want caring. We want humor. Humor can be actually, humor tends to be a masculine strength. But women, it's important for us to be humorous, humor, funny and silly sometimes. But caring. And we want men to be caring. See, it's very balanced. And that's what we're looking for, the balance. Not the one over the other. Not the exclusion. Not saying, you know, this toxic masculinity. Masculine traits are really important. If we only had the feminine traits, tactful, sensitive, thoughtful, compassionate, sympathetic, graceful, attentive, caring, empathetic, we need some authority, certainty, being self-assured, having courage, being goal-oriented, being protective, being ambitious, not aggressive, ambitious. So these things are important for both male and female, the masculine and the feminine. So having studied not only counseling, but philosophy and anthropology and religion and history, all of these things are really important, and there's a definite need to have the masculine and the feminine work together. Toxic masculinity, argumentative, combative, acting without thinking, egotistical, aggressive. Toxic femininity, spacey, insecure, hysterical, fragile, illogical, frightened, indecisive. Ladies, we don't want that. That's not a healthy way to be. And men, that's also not a healthy way to be. We want to go with our strengths and our virtues. We want to go with the areas in our lives that work for us, that put strength in our... And see, we think of masculine as strong. That doesn't mean that feminine cannot be strong also. It really is about a balance of power. It's not about one having power over the other. And I also think that when women give up their healthy feminine aspects and choose to be aggressive, boastful, dominant, vain, egotistical, indifferent, combative, what we are actually doing is surrendering ourselves to the masculine. It really is about keeping the feminine and having aspects, as a woman, keeping the feminine and having aspects of the masculine to augment ourselves and help us be whole. At the same time, men, you don't want to have the negative aspects of masculine. You want to have the strength and augment that with some of the feminine. It doesn't mean we give up one or the other, but that we work together, which is a very healthy aspect. I need to take another commercial break. I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I hope that this topic is being useful for you.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am a licensed professional counselor. It means I have my master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a new website, so please go on my new website and check it out. It is still the Altarol Counselor, so that's www.altarol, with two L's, counselor.com, no .net, .com. So it's altarolcounselor.com. So please, go on my new website and check it out. I have a new logo. I really like it and am excited about the whole new look that I'm putting out there. If you're interested in finding out more of what I do, go to my website. You can check that out. I do have a small practice here in Flemington and right on Main Street. I've been in practice now, my own practice, for, this is, I guess, going into my 19th year. And I've been a counselor for over 33 years, 34 years. Time keeps adding up. I just realized, found out at a meeting that we've been doing the radio show 9 years. I thought it was more like 5 or 6. So time does fly when we're having fun. Anyway, if you have any questions or concerns, if you have any issues, if you'd like to make an appointment, you can contact me through my website, www.altarolcounselor.com. You can call me at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. And I would love to hear from you if you want to set up an appointment. I don't keep a waiting list. Confidentiality is extremely important in what I do. So Anything that you say to me stays with me. I don't even, if I see clients out and about town, I don't go up and say, oh, hi, how are you? It's really important that I keep your confidentiality. And it's one of the things that makes counseling so useful, because you get to share whatever you need to share. If you have a comment about Counselor's Chat, you can go on to the Counselor's Chat page and make a comment there. I'd love to have you follow me on Counselor's Chat. And you can also go down and see some of the other show topics, go into the archives at the 100 in Chamber, or watch a show right there on Counselor's Chat. I would love to have you do that and make a comment or like it. That would be great. Just remember, I do Counselor's Chat for the purpose of providing education, for the purpose of promoting good mental health, and to remove the stigma. And so that's the main reason that I do Counselor's Chat. And it is a privilege for me to come in and talk with you and talk about mental health issues. I feel very strongly that we do have some issues in this country that demonstrate that we have a lot of mental health issues, just from the addictions and the anger and the polarization and just so many things that are, you know, even using terms like toxic masculinity. I think that that is not healthy, and I want us to be in a more healthy frame of mind. So again, with masculine and feminine, just masculine and feminine energy, just another thing that I'm looking at here. And I'm going to use this in terms of healthy, okay? Healthy masculine energy, healthy feminine energy. Masculine, what is covered under masculine, is logical thought. Does that mean women are illogical? No, it doesn't. It means that when I am logical, I am using the masculine aspect of who I am. However, women tend to be a little bit more intuitive in their feelings. So women tend to go, well, I kind of have this intuition, okay? Men will say, well, let's think about this a little logically, okay? So women go, I really feel, and men go, no, well, let's think. There is a difference. It's important that men sometimes do get in touch with their intuitive side. They may not do it as much as a woman might, but a woman may need to also stop and work on being a little more logical at times, and not just go with intuition. Men tend to use the mind, women tend to use the senses. So mind is a masculine trait, senses are a feminine trait. Okay, so I sense something versus I think something. It's actually two different areas in the brain. So the masculine tends to be logical. Their brain was washed in testosterone. So the logical aspect, this part up here, is their go-to. Okay, I'm not saying stronger, weaker. It's their go-to. Feminine, a little bit more in here. That is the emotional center. That is the female go-to. Now, the masculine, sometimes if we're over-sensitive, if we are over-emotional, we need to use our logic to sort of regulate that. Or, it's not uncommon, come in, women say, my husband has no feeling. And the husband will say, I don't really know about feelings. Okay, so part of the process in couples counseling is to help help women think a little bit more logically and help men become a little bit more in tune with their emotions. The masculine energy, just the masculine, is decisive action. Okay, every once in a while I will say at home, you know what, I'm going to make an executive decision here. We're going to go out for dinner. Okay, that's a decisive action. Very masculine. It's a masculine energy point. where sometimes I'm like, I don't want to go out for dinner. I'm going to cook, and I'm creative in the kitchen. So creativity tends to be more feminine. Many men are creative. They're artists, and they're chefs, and they're creative. Very creative. That is the feminine aspect. It's a feminine energy. It's useful. Men, the masculine energy can be more risk-taking. Whereas the feminine energy tends to be more nurturing. So we look towards the female nurturing. Now, does that mean that a man cannot nurture his own children? No. We want men to nurture their own children. We want them to be gentle and kind. However, they may take some risks with their kids that a mother may not. I can't believe you did that. Okay? Women like the process of experiencing. Okay, so that's why women, we go for massages and we go spend hours at the hairdresser and, you know, the manicure and the pedicure. It's the experience of that. Not that men don't or can't, but men are more about achieving things. More, again, more goal-oriented. That's the masculine energy. Well, women can be goal-oriented. And men like the experience of. I love that experience of what camping, cooking outside, you know, there's things that are just an experience that is part of the masculine energy. So I want to be clear. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm saying both are needed to make a whole. Now, masculine energy can sometimes be controlling, where feminine energy is about just being. And sometimes men need to learn how to just be and not do. Okay, so the doing part is the controlling part. Sometimes masculine, okay, the masculine energy is competitive. Well, ladies, sometimes we are competitive. That means that I have that aspect in me, that masculine aspect where I can be competitive. The feminine is being collaborative. So we're going to work together. That's the feminine, working together. The masculine can be intellectual, and the feminine energy is expressive. And that is also something that we can combine. It's really important when we recognize that these aspects, these energies of being, make a whole. If we want a whole, healthy society, we recognize the importance of the feminine. We recognize the importance of the masculine. We work towards the center in terms of the healthy rather than the extreme of the unhealthy aspects. The aggressive versus the timid, the flaky versus the boastful, the drama queen versus the dominant. We don't want those things. We really want to move towards that area where there is the masculine aspect, the feminine aspect. We work together towards the whole. Calling one side toxic or the other side toxic is not helpful. All that does is that says, now, the aggressive male and the aggressive female are playing together. So the aggressive female says, toxic men. And now we're aggressive and we're being equally as toxic. We need to pull away from that. We do not want men to be toxic. We do not want women to be toxic. We don't want male to be toxic. We don't want female to be toxic. We want this. Working together. both aspects create one whole society. So I want you to think about that and identify in yourself. If you are a woman, what are your feminine traits? Cherish them. If you realize that some of your feminine traits as being passive and gossipy and obsessive and frightened and fragile, you might want to move away from that. And if you are a man and you're aggressive and dominant and egotistical and indifferent, defiant, you want to work away from that. Move more towards the center so that we are working together to create a whole instead of continuing to bash each other. It doesn't work. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll. I am your host. Sometimes I pick topics and I think, oh boy, I'm not sure how this is going to go over. But I hope that this was useful. And that I do think that we need to really think about what we do and how we talk about things. I'm sensitive to this. That is a feminine side. At the same time, I also feel pretty certain that it is unhealthy to bash one side or the other side. Doesn't work. Doesn't work together. So please go on Counselor's Chat and follow me there. Or like I said, I have a new website, altarolecounselor.com. Please check that out. And I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat and hopefully be streaming live. I'm determined. I've been saying this for months now, I know. I'm determined to get this under my belt. So I wish you good mental health and have a good, safe week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is set to vote on Thursday on a bill that would end the partial government shutdown and also allocate money for border security. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs was just down on the border, and he says,
there isn't anybody that I talked to along the border. We actually saw an apprehension of someone jumping over a fence and all the aspects of Border Patrol coming together to arrest and detain that person. But I can tell you this. There isn't anybody along the border who's been down there and seen it that doesn't say this is a real crisis. And when they're talking about $1.3, $1.5 billion, that's where they've been for a year now.
Ready or not, President Trump is preparing for the State of the Union address next Tuesday. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says the State of the Union address should stay where it's always been.
I think it should hold in the House chamber just as it's done for generations before us.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free,